Welcome, welcome, welcome to another dope episode of the Dadcast. It is I, says me. It's Mark with my younger buddy, Nico, one of my best friend's sons. And this is his second time, so we're going to do a follow-up conversation based on what we spoke about last time. This episode is brought to you by Cut Connoisseur, a branding and barber and stylist apparel company. They have several different projects and products for you to check into and that you can reach out to on Instagram at Cut Connoisseur, at Cut Connoisseur. Check them out. So, my man.
Hello.
Thank you, sir. Always good to talk to you, as usual. So, we talk a lot about, you know, your father as well as just life in general. So, what can you say is... And it just doesn't have to be one, but what are some things that you think that you learned from your father that have really helped you to be the man that you are today? Because the last time we spoke, you were still a young man. Like, mm-hmm. But I look at you now and I'm seeing the man arrive.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm seeing your growth and your maturity on a whole nother level now, and I have nothing but respect for it. But I know that a lot of that came from your father shaping you. So you can say one or multiple, but what are some things that you think that your father has blessed you with that helped create who you are today?
Probably just, I'd say, work ethic and discipline is a big thing. Discipline is, I think, probably the biggest. You know, you just... making sure you always go to work on time. Make sure you are willing to do extra work, even if you don't want to do it, just so you can keep moving ahead, get the higher-ups at work or whatever to notice you, notice your work. And discipline always pays off no matter what, working or even for like sports or anything else. You work hard and the rewards will reap.
Nice, okay. So have you ever thought about you becoming a father at some point?
Yeah, I'll probably want to be a dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I like kids.
Yeah, I know you do. I've seen you around my daughter and as well as your sisters and whatnot. So, you know, I can tell, like, because my younger brother really was not, like, the best with children.
Right.
He'd be like, yeah, whatever, kid, beat it. You know what I mean? But I've noticed you with children and, yeah, you are, you know... A good older brother, you know, and a good role. I don't know if I want to say role model or just a good person to, you know, protect and watch over children. Mm-hmm. So I've seen that with you, and you do have a great sense for that. What are some things that you would want to instill in your children?
I'd want them to be confident and not be afraid to be who they are, because a lot of people I've noticed are very timid people, or they just kind of sheepish and they follow trends just to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, my dad and I, we kind of go to the beat of our own drum. We're just our own people.
Oh, I know all about it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Okay, that's good. That is a great quality to instill in children. Absolutely. Let's talk about Grandpa, man. Like, I love that dude, man. Talk about the father of dad jokes.
Oh, man. His jokes are so bad. They're so bad, they're good.
They're so bad, they're good. They're awesome, dude. I mean, you can't help but to laugh at him. I love your grandfather, man. He is the funniest dude, man.
And he'll say the same joke. Like, he'll always say, hey, you know what they say? And then... you'll be like, what?
What?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
And it's funny is like, he cracks himself up more than he cracks us up. Like, oh my God. I'm just happy that he enjoys the jokes because he is hilarious. Man.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
His jokes are funny. And then his laugh, he sounds like a seal when he laughs. So it just makes it better. He's one of those laughs.
Oh my God. Hey, sometimes some people's laugh can make you laugh harder than actually the joke.
Yeah, those are the funniest.
Oh, that's my guy, man. So what have you learned from him?
My grandpa?
Yeah.
Maybe I've probably learned from his mistakes about, like, financing money and being more fiscally responsible.
Okay.
I've probably taken that. Learned how to carry yourself in public.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandpa carried himself with a lot of, I don't know how to say this, like pride, and he's very classy when he speaks.
Yes,
he's always well-dressed, never goes out looking like a bum.
Right.
So I've kind of picked that up, and I want to be model myself after that.
Good, good, good. Okay. I like to hear it, man. All right. Well, I won't keep you too much longer, man. Is there anything that you would like to share with the people, like, for the people who don't have role models or father figures or a lineage, much like you have? You know, you got grandpa, dad, you know what I mean? Is there anything or several things that you would like to share just to let the youth or even an adult? Sometimes we as adults didn't have family members or role models or father figures in our lives. So is there anything you'd like to give to the people and just say, like, look, if you can attach to a man or have a role model or a male in your life, take this or look out for that? Or does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
Okay.
So obviously absent fathers are a huge crisis in our in America and probably the world. And it could lead to a lot of problems with younger men especially, and probably women as well. But I'd say just find someone who deeply cares about you and see if they're willing to mentor you. And make sure that they're actually a positive figure in your life. Like, not someone's going to influence you to maybe join a gang or do anything like that. Someone who's going to actually teach you life lessons and make you a better man or woman.
Man, that's dope, man. Thank you so much, man, for your time and your intelligence and your intellect and just your perspective on life, man. Because that goes a long way, man. And especially, how old are you again?
21.
Dude, to have that much wisdom, I wish I was this mature at 21. Like, for real. You know, I really do. But, you know, at here at 42, you know what I mean? I'm double your age, but here I am still trying to learn things, you know, and I'm learning from you. Even the last conversation we had, I learned a lot from you. And I went home and I was talking to Eric about that. And it was just blowing my mind, like, how much I had learned from you. I was like, sheesh, sometimes the student can, you know, teach the teacher, you know? So I had to learn and respect that. But yeah, thank you so much for your time. And we'll pick this conversation up in another year and see you know, where you at, you know, where you going from there.
All right.
Very proud of you, man. Thank you so much for your time. Once again, this is another episode of the Dadcast brought to you by Cut Connoisseur, the barber and hairstylist apparel and product line. Go ahead and hit us up. Email me or contact me at The Mark of Genius. That's MARC, The Mark of Genius at Gmail. And let me know if you want to have a topic or tap in on a conversation at any time. I appreciate you all for listening. Have a beautiful day.